Shalom to the saints of God. I remain your brother in Christ, Brother Ilesomi Onile, from Lokoja, North Central Nigeria. Today, being the last day of this week's daily devotion, I would love to appreciate everyone for the support and fellowship. May God bless you all. Let us pray. Father, we give thanks unto you for the daily devotions this week. We appreciate you for every blessing that we have received. Let your name be glorified, Almighty God. And Father, we commit this day into your hands once again. May you speak to us in such manner that our souls will be blessed. Let your name be glorified, Father, in Jesus' name. Coincidentally, today is a special day for the Christian world in various denominations. It is called the Good Friday to mark the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And on Sunday, they will celebrate the festival called Easter as the day of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The origin of such festival cannot be traced to the apostolic faith, but to idolatry and Catholicism. However, believers know the significance of the dead and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Paul said, "And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain." Therefore, to cap our sharing together this week, I would love to encourage you on this thought titled, Begotten Again by the Resurrection of Jesus Christ from the Dead. Let us read the first epistle of Peter, chapter 1. From verse 3 to 5. It reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Amen. Without the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, he will have remained the only begotten Son of God. But blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Jesus is the head of the church, the beginning of the creation of God, and the firstborn from the dead. The scripture says, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." It is good for believers to have the knowledge of the benefits of the dead and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It was after his resurrection that he was made a quickening spirit to give us life who are dead in trespasses and sins. And the Holy Ghost was given after Jesus Christ was glorified, and he was glorified in his resurrection. Therefore, God the Father has highly exalted Christ and have given a name which is above every name, He has given him a name that is above every name. That name is the name of the Father, and it is the only name under heaven given among men for salvation. It is written, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The name of the Lord is the name Jesus Christ. So, a new believer takes the name of Jesus Christ in water baptism and rise with a newness of life. On the day of Pentecost, Apostle Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And that is why we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. It may interest you to know that just as the first Adam was commissioned to multiply and reproduce his kind, so the last Adam received his own commission to bring many sons unto glory through his death and the resurrection. Jesus Christ is a corn of wheat that fall into the ground and die in order to have or to bring forth much fruits. For God to reconcile us back to himself, he commissioned Christ to multiply and reproduce many of his own kind through his death and resurrection. Beloved, now are we sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. It is written, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Amen. As Jesus Christ was glorified, so must he bring many sons unto glory. Let us read the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 2, from verse 9 to 10. Verse 9 and 10. It reads, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the captain of our salvation, was made perfect through sufferings to bring us unto his glory. We and the captain of our salvation are of the same Father. Therefore, Jesus is not ashamed to call us brethren. I beseech you, brethren, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to receive his power of resurrection and become a witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is written, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. It is also written that, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. Finally, brethren, I will leave you with this admonition. Go and be a witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Shalom.